Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Jennifer Canfield. This week on AK, hibernation. Many mammals across Alaska are waking up from their long winter's nap. But exactly how they get in and out of hibernation is still a mystery. A scientist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks thinks unlocking the secrets of hibernation could benefit human health in the future. Kelsey Gabrowski has the story.
When an animal enters hibernation, its heart rate drops dramatically. Blood flow slows to a crawl. Its body temperature plummets to 37 degrees Fahrenheit. If a human were going through the same transition, it would require a trip to the emergency room. UAF researcher Kelly Drew tries to find what helps animals survive the hibernation season.
It was initially thought that animals, when they were in hibernation, since they have such low heart rates and such low blood flow, that it was similar to what a human would suffer during a cardiac arrest or a stroke.
But somehow animals make the transition easily. The sleepy state they enter during hibernation is called torpor. And figuring out how animals tolerate entering and exiting torpor could influence heart attack treatments in humans. Drew studies hibernation's implications for therapeutic hypothermia, a way of treating people right after they experience cardiac arrest. The treatment helps reduce inflammation and slow cell death in the brain.
Because right now, therapeutic hypothermia is achieved by packing people on ice, and it's very difficult to control and regulate, and people tend to fight cooling by shivering.
That jolt might be reduced if scientists could figure out how to get humans into a torpor-like state, because the body is already cooling down during torpor. Drew is studying Arctic ground squirrels in a basement lab at UAF. She asks if I want to see the squirrels, then introduces me to Jeanette Moore.
I'm a research technician, and my primary job is to help students.
Moore leads me away from Drew's office, down a series of hallways and heavy doors.
Anyway, I'm going to open the door, and they're probably going to start barking at us, but these are all males.
So what do they mean, the calls?
Well, that real strong bark is, I think, an alarm. Then everyone can hear that one from a long ways away. No, that one's just plain angry. Squirrels in general are not very friendly things.
We leave the room, and I wait outside a freezer while Moore gets a hibernating ground squirrel. She returns with a squirrel nestled in her two gloved hands.
It even looks frozen almost in a way. But if I hold it for a second, you'll see it move very gradually. And sometimes they'll make a little sound like a squeaky toy.
Now, this small ground squirrel looks peaceful, almost like a stuffed animal, compared to the agitated males in the other room. It barely responds to Moore's poking and prodding, deep in torpor. Drew wants to figure out exactly how the ground squirrels are getting into their torpor state. She wonders whether a substance called adenosine is at work. Adenosine makes animals feel tired and lowers body temperature.
Cats that sleep a lot in their cat naps, they were first shown that adenosine would accumulate in the brain if they were deprived of their naps. And then when they're allowed to sleep, the adenosine goes down. Adenosine will make you sleepy. Caffeine wakes you up because it blocks those adenosine receptors.
So that's really interesting. Caffeine doesn't necessarily bind to receptors that make you feel more awake. It just blocks the ones that make you feel sleepy.
Exactly.
So adenosine's in both people and ground squirrels year-round. In the summer, it makes us sleepy. But in the winter, it could trigger hibernation. Drew injected adenosine into her squirrels in the summer, and then again in the winter, to see if there was a difference in how they responded.
So when you put the drug into the brain, you see an effect almost immediately?
Drew found that adenosine lowered body temperature rapidly in the summer. But ground squirrels shook the effects off quickly. In the winter, the effects stuck. So Drew thinks that when ground squirrels get ready for winter, either the amount of adenosine in their bodies changes, or the adenosine receptors in their brains become more sensitive.
But for people, I think most of us can relate to the notion that in winter we tend to want to sleep more.
Drew's already taking what she knows about hibernating squirrels and trying to figure out how that can help human patients. But she thinks making that leap is still a ways away. For AK, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski.